With the 2018 midterm election 15 months away, five hopefuls have already declared their candidacy for Indiana's 9th district seat in Congress. Four of those candidates are Democrats, hoping to wrest the seat from first-term Republican Trey Hollingsworth. The four will jostle for the Democratic nomination during the May primary, before going on to face the incumbent Republican in November. Liz Watson is a Bloomington native and an attorney with experience in Washington, D.C., where she worked for House Democrats as well as a Georgetown think tank. Watson is live in the studio with Michael Glab for this week's edition of Big Talk.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here, and I'm happy to have live in the studio with me a candidate for the 9th district seat, Indiana's 9th district seat in U.S. Congress, Liz Watson. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Liz has experience. She's an attorney. She teaches legislation at Indiana University. She's a former senior advisor at the National Women's Law Center. She's the former chief labor counsel for the Democrats on the House Committee for Education and the Workforce, and several other things which slip my mind right now. She's also the former executive director of the Georgetown Center on Poverty, Inequality, and Public Policy. She knows her way around not only Bloomington, but Washington.
I'd say that's fair. I have worked in Washington, and I've gotten to see the dysfunction there up close. And it has been pretty disheartening to see what's happened since this Congress came into session. You know, right away in the 115th Congress, what we saw is that Trey Hollingsworth voted to roll back safety and health protections for workers, voted to shut down the government, voted to take away clean air and clean water protections, and of course, voted for the House bill that would roll back health insurance for 270,000 Hoosiers and 23 million Americans. So that's what I saw in Washington, and I have to say I'm pretty fed up and I'd like to make a change.
Liz, all these things we thought had become institutionalized, and now they're out the window. It's almost shocking in a way. Do you think it's an anomaly, or are we at a crossroads and we're going to a place where we haven't been going before?
I think that we are in a very unique moment in time when those of us who are very concerned about the direction for Southern Indiana really need to step up and to try to be a voice for Hoosiers. And I've been out in the district and a lot, and what I've heard is that people are really frustrated and they're really scared. They're scared of losing their health insurance. They're scared. I talked to a company of home health care workers who said, you know, we're scared that our home health care workers are going to lose their jobs if Medicaid gets cut. And then, of course, for the seniors who receive care in their homes through Medicaid, they're scared they're going to lose services. They're scared because the jobs that they have don't pay enough to support their families. And they don't know who's going to stand up and fight for them. I'm somebody who wants to fight for them.
Liz, from what I can tell, some of your priorities, should you be elected, would be working families, good-paying jobs, affordable health care, child care, and family leave. Does this cover it?
I mean, I'll be working on the issues that matter most to the people in our district, and I believe if you are elected to represent your district, you serve the people. They are your boss, and there's nobody I'd rather talk to than a constituent in the district, you know, who will tell me what their priorities are. When I'm out in the district, what I am hearing is that there are a lot of hardworking people who need a raise. It's been 10 years since we last raised the minimum wage, and that's why in Congress I was the staffer who led at the staff level the fight for a $15 minimum wage. That then was a bill that was sponsored by my boss, is sponsored by my former boss, Ranking Member Bobby Scott, and Senator Bernie Sanders. I'm very proud of that work. It was really important to get all Democrats behind a robust increase to really show that we stand for working people. And that's the first time that we've had a robust bill that has been the minimum wage bill in this, in a Congress. I would say that we really need to be thinking about what it is that we're doing to bring good-paying jobs, affordable health care, and high-quality education for our kids to the district. Those are priorities that people and values that people have in the district that they want to see and that I want to help them achieve.
I just wonder, I hope I'm not putting you on the spot here, Liz, but what can you do and what plans do you have to bring jobs to the district?
Well, let me tell you, I think, first of all, we need to think about investing in workforce training. Apprenticeships, union apprenticeship programs are some of the best pathways to a good paying job. Right here in Indiana, we have a very strong building trades and we have strong apprenticeship programs. But too often, you know, we aren't making federal investments in those programs that would really allow them to be robust. And we're not partnering as well as we might with high schools and community colleges to make sure that students know about those opportunities. So I would try to close those gaps between high school and community college and apprenticeship programs and workforce training programs to make sure that we are making those opportunities available so that folks know and that we're working with employers to make sure they're training for in-demand jobs. But it's not just apprenticeship. We also need to be thinking about real investments in infrastructure, right? Because, of course, that's something that the administration has talked about. And if they want to put real federal money into infrastructure, I would be glad to work together with the administration on that. We need to rebuild our bridges, roads, and highways that will pay dividends, you know, for many generations in terms of economic development in our district, and it will also create good-paying jobs here at home. I've talked about the need to really think about investing in things like solar and renewable energy, and we can be creating and manufacturing renewable energy products right here in southern Indiana. We shouldn't be ceding that ground to China. I think we need to think about our trade policy and making sure that we have a trade policy that allows us to create and keep good-paying jobs here at home and not offshoring our jobs.
Okay. Now, you know, these other candidates running in the Democratic primary, I've got to say, they talk about pretty much the same issues. How can voters distinguish between or among all of you?
So I'm glad to see a field of Democrats that are out there talking about our values and what we want to do for the district. The fact is that I am the only candidate in the race who has significant experience on policy. I led the team that drafted the minimum wage bill. I drafted a bill with the AFL-CIO to strengthen unions. I have written legislation with Senator Elizabeth Warren to allow workers to have more predictable schedules that allow them to do their jobs and also care for their kids. I led an effort around a working families agenda in the last Congress, which was around raising wages, helping people juggle work and family life, and ending discrimination. Nobody in this race other than me has that kind of a background, has that kind of experience. And I'll tell you what, Congress just doesn't come with an instruction manual. If you're lucky enough to get there, you need to be successful in your first term as a legislator, and it's pretty hard. And if you don't know how it works and you don't know the players, it's pretty unlikely that you're going to be somebody who's able to deliver for the district in a first term. I am somebody who understands how to do it, and I am somebody who's proven that I can get results.
It sounds like you've got a lot on your plate should you be elected. This is your first go for elective office, correct?
That's right. I haven't held any office other than Bloomington South Student Council president.
And you won.
I did.
Anyway, Liz Watson, she's an attorney. She's running for U.S. Congress for the 9th District seat in Indiana. Liz, thanks for joining us on Big Talk this week.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was Democratic candidate Liz Watson speaking with Michael Glab. You can hear that and all other episodes of Big Talk with Michael Glab via our website, wfhb.org.